الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن قال الله عز وجل وإن طلقتموهن من قبل أن تمسوهن وقد فرضتم لهن فريضة فنصف ما فرضتم إلا أن يعفون أو يعفو الذي بيده عقدة النكاح وأن تعفو أقرب للتقوى ولا تنسوا الفضل بينكم إن الله بما تعملون بصير صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, in yesterday's lesson we spoke about the status of giving mahar in a case of divorce, and there we mentioned two cases. The first case was when a person divorces his wife and the marriage, he didn't yet consummate the marriage with her, nor did he give her, nor did he stipulate any mahar for her, then in that case, he does not have to give her any mahar. Rather, we call it mata', and we said the least being at least a set of clothes, that is to provide her with some benefit. And the second case was that if he has to divorce his wife and the marriage now was consummated after the nikah, and he already stipulated for her also a mahar, then he has to give her the full mahar. He has to give her the full mahar. There's no way out for him in giving anything less than that. In the current verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now mentions, what about in the case where a person has to divorce his wife, and this is done before he can even consummate the marriage with her, but in this case, the mahar is stipulated. So the marriage is not yet consummated, but the mahar is stipulated. Now in this case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَنِصْفُ مَا فَرَضْتُمْ إِلَّا أَن يَعْفُونَ أَوْ يَعْفُوَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ عُقْدَةُ النِّكَاحِ. Since the marriage is not yet consummated, but the mahar is stipulated, Allah says, because you stipulated the mahar, then give half of what you stipulated. You should then give half of what you stipulated. Unless the woman, they make maaf, they إِلَّا أَن يَعْفُونَ, unless they pardon you, they forgo their rights of this mahar completely, then you don't pay anything. أَوْ يَعْفُوَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ عُقْدَةُ النِّكَاحِ, or the one in whose hands the contract of nikah lies, that person, like the awliya, etc., if they have to make you maaf, then you do not have to pay any mahar. Then Allah says, وَأَن تَعْفُوا أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى. Remember, the marriage was not yet consummated. So if somebody has to forgive, if the girl has to forgive him, the husband, then this is likelier for towards taqwa, because the marriage is not consummated. Rather, the transaction or the contract of nikah has only taken place. Then Allah says, وَلَا تَنْسَوُ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. But O you males, don't forget also to be good and to do good amongst yourselves. In other words, give the mahar, give this money, give this half mahar, and don't hold back. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watchful over what you do. Amen.